from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, 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 welcome to hour number two of Radio Night Live. It is the fastest 2 hours of radio on TV that you get anywhere in the country. Maybe the only 2 hours of radio that you get on TV anywhere in the country. But we claim it's the fastest on Saturday night. And we do try to have a little bit of fun. And one of the things that has been by far the biggest hit for us here in the years that we've been doing this is what's called the Ladies Lounge, where we get to have the brilliant women that are out there that have things to say, and they come here and they share their insights with us. And I'm so excited to welcome back Kristen B. Tate, not just because she is one of those smartest women that we have out there, but for some reason, the entire staff, just when she comes, they're like, is it a Kristen week? So we're so excited to have Kristen B. Tate. Hey, Kristen, welcome back.
Hey, Kev. It's always an honor to be on the Ladies Lounge.
You've got fans. You rack up fans everywhere. I'm glad I don't have the same struggle that a lot of my female friends do, because I don't know how I would deal with it as graciously as you guys do. Let me ask you a couple of things about women, by the way, because on this very show, about a year and a half ago, I had Leslie Stahl on for the first time, and I am a geek about 60 Minutes. It's the only long form journalism that's left on American television. They still do things like that in some other places around the globe, but not here. And I've always appreciated I said this in my interview with her. I imagine that she and I probably disagree on political positions a lot, but I've always felt like her reporting is so well done that it's not something that I can easily pick up on a bias of one leaning or another. Just a straight storyteller. The president had a different view and went with a very different approach to resolving it this week. You're a Novak media fellow, so you're in the midst, in the throes of all this journalism stuff on top of the public policy interests that you have. What did you make of that story? Did you see any of the released footage that the president put out, and how do you think it got handled?
You know, I did see the released footage, and I do think Leslie Stahl is definitely left of center. I mean, we all know the media is unfair to Trump, but the way it was handled by the Trump campaign, I don't know what the logic there was, because I think right now it's in Trump's best interest for everyone to be focused on Joe Biden, Hunter Biden emails, the Biden family's overseas dealings. And every time Trump has a run-in like this with members of the media, it allows the media to then focus on that and talk about that and talk about how offensive he is and all this stuff. And it just, you know, I think we need to make this election a referendum on Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. That's what Trump has got to be focused on. And I love when he calls out the media, because they are very left-wing, but this is not the time to do that. This is the time to stay focused on the Biden corruption and left-wing policy. So my only qualms about the Leslie Stahl thing is it was just a shiny object for the media to focus on, so that they don't have to cover the Hunter Biden scandal for 3 days while they focus on the Leslie Stahl story.
I get that. And of course, Leslie's piece will air on Sunday night, and so people will be able to judge for themselves how she edited. I do think that it's kind of ingenious of the president to say, hey, if you're going to say I was obstinate or stubborn or whatever else, I'll just release our copy of the footage in 60 minutes. Oh, well, you know, we've agreement and blah, blah, blah. He's the president. You're going to keep him from presenting, because the video cameras he released were the White House cameras. Those are our cameras. They belong to the people. So, you know, he's just giving us our footage. But it was interesting. And then the way it was reported, you have friends at Mediaite. I know some of the guys over there. They had a big headline that said, Donald Trump storms off set with Leslie Stahl. And then you watch the thing and he's basically like, oh, what? You need to get Pence in here? Did we get a good interview? I think we got a good interview. I think we're done. And that was him storming off.
Right. Right. It's all just to get clicks. It's all just to portray Trump as this big, bad, orange, mean man. This is all the media narrative. The media and the Democrats want to make this race entirely about Trump's personality. And if they can do that, they think that's how they win. They don't want to talk about policy. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to sit in his basement and skate by for the next 3 weeks while everyone squawks about Donald Trump and his offensive personality. So this story kind of played right into that.
Right.
And the media headlines and all these other ones about him storming off. I mean, that's just clickbait nonsense.
Says Kristen B. Tate, the Novak media fellow. Well, it's interesting because, you know, that led into the same day as the former business partner of Hunter Biden coming forward. And at least in the Fox coverage of the debate that night, they did a 4-minute piece with Mike Emanuel that had the emails drawn up, had sound bites of what's his name, Brobolinski or however you say it. And they actually connected a bunch of the dots, which I hadn't seen any network do. And I'm glad that Fox decided to do it. I'm not always happy with Fox these days, but I thought at least that was good journalism. And even after the debate in which you kind of anticipated, first of all, it not to be brought up. I mean, kudos to the moderator for doing it, because everybody thought she was going to avoid it based on what they had said about the inclusion of foreign policy questions, which they actually ended up including. But beyond that, there was this assumption that she's not going to do something that would be favorable to the president, brought it up anyway. And I thought Joe Biden just laid a ham sandwich on it. I mean, I didn't think that he got anything good out of the Hunter exchanges on the debate stage.
So first of all, with regards to the moderator, Kristen Welker, I thought she did much better than I expected she would. I mean, this is a woman who's clearly a left-wing hack. Her family has donated tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats. She spent Christmas with the Obamas in 2012. So I had very low expectations. She exceeded those. She was pretty fair. I mean, I don't want to overplay it. She definitely was more
kind. Well, isn't it that how bad it is, though? Because... But isn't it that it's that bad? So she's a little bit better than the others, and we come away going, wow, that was so fair.
She was a lot better than Chris Wallace, a lot better. I still think she was playing favorites with Biden, but she was much more fair than I thought she would be. So she did an all right job. And yeah, I mean, the Hunter Biden scandal, I'm so glad that she asked that question and that Trump brought it up, because there are a lot of people who don't watch Fox News, who don't use Twitter, and might not even know about this story, Kevin, because the media refuses to cover it. It's like the story doesn't exist. I mean, I went onto the New York Times website this morning and the Washington Post website, and both of these sites, these large news sites, barely cover this at all. When they do, it's always in a very skeptical way with the Republican pounce narrative. You know, it's Republicans pounce on Hunter Biden laptop without evidence. That's the angle they're kind of taking. So I'm glad they brought it up. I will say I thought Biden kind of downplayed it to the best that he could. So I don't think he lost any supporters from that. I don't think Biden lost any supporters from that. What I think it could do damage on, though, is that very small group of independent voters who may have not even been aware of this scandal.
Yeah, I don't think that the Hunter Biden issue is what he should do his closing case on. I think, and let's get into this in the next segment, because I certainly felt like the way the debate ended was a shocker in Trump's favor when they were talking about energy and what Mr. Biden was willing to admit to. We're speaking with none other than the amazing Kristen B. Tate, who is the author of 3 best-selling books, her most recent one dealing very much into the issue of domestic migration, people moving from liberal areas into conservative areas because they like the freedoms and the less regulation and all that stuff. And then lo and behold, they start voting in the very stuff they left. And it doesn't seem to make any sense, but liberalism doesn't in general, at least in my experience. So it kind of makes sense that maybe they kind of goof that up sometimes. Anyway, that's more of that straight ahead. And then you can follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. She always has very keen insights on what's going on. And she joins Kevin McCullough Radio every Wednesday as well. So you can subscribe to her podcast that we have, Tate's Take. It's in the SoundCloud and iTunes KMC Radio, Kevin McCullough Radio, iTunes section, SoundCloud section. You can go there, find it, and subscribe to that as its own offering. So that's all coming up. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live from New York. Stay with us.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to yet on the Ladies Lounge tonight, but we are so excited to have back with us the author of this book and a couple of other great ones that you need to have in your library. She came on the scene writing about the millennials and how they were interpreting politics and kind of how they see and process and do all that stuff differently. Then she wrote a fabulous book about all the hidden taxes that you're being ripped off by. But this one, I think, is her most important work yet, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. And it is all about how domestic migration, politically speaking, is happening and the impact it's having on the world around us. And Kristen B. Tate is its author, and she rejoins us for the Ladies Lounge tonight. She's one of the favorites around here. You weren't an original Ladies Lounger, which it's almost impossible for me to realize that, because the Ladies Lounge emanated from my weeknight show when I was doing late nights in New York, and we had five women that were involved Monday through Friday, and you were one of the first ones we added when we came to the Saturday night show, and you've been with us ever since then. But anyway, Kristen, it's always a pleasure to see you, and thanks for being here. Let's talk about the campaign in general, and we'll go back into some of the discussion on the debate from this week. But where we are now, 10 days out, from where we were, let's say, in March. Talk to me about the roller coaster that you've gone through in seeing and observing and fearing and giving up and reclaiming hope. Like, are we where you thought we'd be at this time?
No, I mean, in early March, it seemed like Trump had it in the bag. This was going to be such an easy election. Now I think it's going to be really, really, really tight. One of the most frustrating parts of this election cycle has been to watch the Democrats try to blame Trump for the economic slump we've seen during the coronavirus, especially because it's the Democrats who control these blue states and the mayors in these blue state cities that refuse to lift these crippling economic lockdowns. And that's where you're seeing the economic despair. That's where you're seeing small businesses just bleed and where you're seeing the jobs go away. Trump and their Republicans, they're the ones that want to reopen the country quickly and safely and get people back to work. I mean, if it were up to the Democrats, we'd all just sit in our houses indefinitely while the government passes out, small peanut checks to everyone every month. That's what they want. They want the government to take the place of the private sector. So unfortunately, though, this line of attack by the Democrats that Trump is not only responsible for the economic despair that they created, but also that Trump is somehow responsible for the 200,000 people who died from a virus, that has been semi-successful with a lot of voters. And it's been very frustrating to watch that, Kevin. I think Trump did a pretty good job of combating that false narrative last night. And I want to see more of that. But it is going to be a tight race, much tighter than I would have thought at the beginning of this year when we had record low unemployment. You know, there were more jobs than people available to fill them. And now we have, of course, this pandemic, we have the economic lockdowns, we have all these race riots. So there's a lot going on that nobody could have predicted. I mean, like five black swan events happened within a 6-month span.
Yeah. So. Well, and you know that Alex Jones and some of the tinfoilers, they're all like, well, this was all planned. And I don't know, sometimes it feels so discouraging. You kind of ask yourself that question. Could it have been? Was it possibly? I don't think that, I don't know if China purposefully tried to infect the world with a virus that they created in a lab. It seems a little bit far-fetched, but it doesn't seem so far-fetched that it's completely impossible. And so I think that the president's right to properly point out regularly and consistently, this isn't our fault. China unleashed this on us. We didn't know how to deal with it. We did the best we could from the very beginning. But let's go back to the debate night before last, because in the I had a very good feeling about the overall tenor of the debate when they got through the COVID section, because that was the first section of questioning. And I thought by the end of that first section, the president had won, not just on the demeanor of how he conducted himself, but even on the substance of saying, here's what I did. What would you have done differently? And I thought he actually, for the first time, to me, sounded like someone who really articulated what his defense was, because he had a pretty good record through the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but also kind of pointing out that as president of the United States, he can't just sit in his basement for months. He doesn't have that luxury. Joe Biden does. And frankly, the American people don't have that luxury. We have to go to work. You know, we have jobs to go to. We have families to take care of. You know, Joe Biden might have, he might not have to do that because he's made his millions off the backs of taxpayers and foreign nationals. So he can sit in his mansions for months on end, years on end. But the rest of us don't have that luxury. So I thought Trump did a really good job of kind of explaining, you know, we're America, we're Americans, we're hardworking people. We need to reopen. This can't go on. We can't keep the schools closed down. So Trump definitely won on that COVID section and went in strong. And that was the most important section, because there are a lot of people who only tune in for the first 15 minutes of these things, and then they turn off the TV and go about their night.
That's in essence the only strategy that the Biden team have decided to pursue, is to try to hit him in the face with COVID.
Oh yeah, and his personality.
Yeah.
Trump is a mean, very bad orange man, and he's responsible for 200,000 people dying, and he's responsible for the Democrat economic lockdowns. That's what they want to keep repeating over and over while Biden sits in the basement and doesn't answer any questions. Well, guess what? He's going to have to answer some questions. And to that moderator's credit last night, she did hold him responsible for a lot of policies that he's put forward and will not explain, like the Green New Deal, this stuff with Hunter Biden. So he's finally having to answer questions, and it's quite damaging to him. The only part of that debate, Kevin, that I thought Trump could have done better on, and this is something that's been bothering me the whole campaign, is Trump's stance on the race issues. I think it's a loser to bring up the criminal justice reform and to talk about the crime bill. You can't simultaneously say that the Democrats are too soft on crime and then beat up on Biden for being too hard on crime. It's not a winner. I think Trump needed to turn to Biden and say, shame on you, shame on your party. You are tearing Americans apart on skin color. You are a divider. I'm a uniter. I've united Americans as president. Under my leadership, Black Americans had the lowest unemployment rate in history. I fought for them. I'm going to keep fighting for them. These are great Americans. And look at every American city. Look at every inner city. You and your leadership and the Democrats have failed the Black communities in our inner city. And that seems like such a better message to me than just rambling on about the crime bill in the 90s. I mean, I just don't see the logic there. But other than the race section, I thought Trump won on every other section.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because there has been some observation. Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation was on my show on Friday, and she said that as of Friday morning, there was a whole spate of new polling that addressed the issue of African-American men in America. And the president is at his all-time highest. I think it was at 38%, something along those numbers. So, And this will lead us into our next segment, but he's going to win, I feel like, by shape-shifting the map, not doing a carbon cutter cookout of what he did in 16. And let's talk about that when we come back. She's Kristen B. Tate. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's the author of The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, and you need to have a copy of it. It's published by my good friends at the Regnery Publishing Group, and you will be glad you educated your brain when you get it. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU. That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her clients' budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamond. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, the best way to spend Saturday night, is it not? Let's talk about the what I felt like was one of the most important pieces of the debate from this week, and that was the president. There were a few things, but he kept saying, Joe, you've been there 47 years. You've had 8 years in the White House. Why would you do it now? You didn't get it done then. If it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have had to run. Like, he actually said some of those things that were so logical and that I think some people needed to have just articulated for them, because there's something cognitively dissonant in their own brain going, yeah, how does someone who's been there for 47 years not get anything done? But when he coaxed him into saying that he was going to end fossil fuels and the 11 million jobs that went with it, Kristen, it was a moment of just pure gold for the president and for the remaining 10 days of this campaign, no?
Oh, yeah. I think that moment could have helped Trump, get Pennsylvania. I think this whole race could come down to Pennsylvania. I know you and I think a little differently about the Rust Belt. I think the Rust Belt is going to be much harder for Trump in 2016. I don't see him winning Michigan. I don't see him winning Wisconsin or Minnesota. But I do think he'll win Arizona and Florida and North Carolina. And then the all-important state is going to be Pennsylvania. And I think this is going to go to court. It's going to be litigated. You know, there's going to, whoever loses that state is going to contest it, because obviously the rogue liberal Supreme Court in Pennsylvania extended the voting deadline by 3 days. And then John Roberts on the Supreme Court said that that can stand. So basically the liberals are trying to steal Pennsylvania. But I think that moment in the debate may have helped Trump win that state. And I truly think, Kevin, this whole race is going to come down to Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the election.
You've been saying that for a few weeks.
So important. That moment was so important, because fracking in Pennsylvania, I believe, is responsible for like 200,000 jobs, some huge number of jobs out there. And then obviously other sectors of the economy are dependent on fracking as well, because they serve that industry indirectly. So if Trump can make the case that Biden-Harris wants to do away with fracking, I think he wins Pennsylvania.
Well, and as you said, it is ground zero. I do differ with you on some of those other Rust Belt states. They were certainly close calls the last time around. But as of midday on Friday, John James, the upstart Senate candidate for the Senate seat in Michigan, is now leading in some of the mainstream polls by just about 1% or 2%. But considering where he had to come from to get there, similarly, Jason Lewis, former talk show host in Minnesota, is now neck and neck with the Senate candidate that he's running against there, whose name is escaping me at this moment. But they're neck and neck. If you have a really strong local race, it's usually the president dragging the undercard with him. Mm-hmm. I think actually you might have a kind of perfect storm where Trump's being on the ballot and these energized Senate races both taking place that I think might put him over. And I've seen some, I don't trust all the polls, but the ones that got it right in 16 right now technically do say that Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan are possible for Trump. On my map, they're light pink at this point. I'll do my final map on the election morning. But the comforting thing is, even if he does lose, Michigan,
he doesn't need to win. He actually doesn't need to win any of those three states. If he gets Pennsylvania,
he can
Florida,
lose.
Arizona.
He can lose actually one less than he won in 2016, and still have 279 electoral votes. But I think he's gonna, if the turnout is what it needs to be, and by that I mean we have to have big wins. Florida has to be uncontestable. It's got to be too big of a spread. Pennsylvania needs to be too big of a spread. But the shape shifting I was talking about before the last break. If he pulls 25% of the African-American vote, if he pulls 40% of the Latino vote in urban centers, the rural and suburban areas will give him the lead everywhere else that he needs. He just needs to bleed enough off of those big, big lopsided cities to get into that category. And I think that he may have done himself some good, even with suburban women and the defense of right to send your kids to school in the debate this week. We'll have to see. Anyway, final few seconds, Kristen, any final thoughts for the gang tonight?
I mean, I think that Trump performed when he needed to at that debate, and we're going to see the polls tighten. And the polls, as you always point out, Kevin, always show Biden higher than he actually is. So this is going to be a really close race. It's going to be fascinating. But I am much more optimistic after this debate, because I think people who may have been on the fence because they don't like Trump's personality or the tweets may feel a lot more comfortable showing up and actually pulling the lever for Trump after this debate.
Call it Nail Biter City. All right, Kristen, always great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Make sure you get her book. That's what it looks like. The liberal invasion of red state America. You don't want to not have a copy. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back. More of the Ladies Lounge. Don't go away.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it. In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. All right, so glad to have you back with us. It is Radio Night Live. The Ladies Lounge does continue. We have ladies all over the place that we need to hear from, and we continue tonight. Erin Perini is the Director of Press Communications for Team Trump in 2020, and she joins us. Erin, where are you today? I know the campaign's all over the place. You've got the big event in Florida tonight. I know there's a big one in Pennsylvania this weekend. Where are you right now?
I am actually in Ann Arbor, Michigan right now. I have a Women for Trump bus tour this weekend through Michigan, so I'm here ahead of time. We just finished Wisconsin yesterday, out running hard for the president.
What is it like in the famous Rust Belt that he wasn't supposed to win in 16, but is now key to his reelection victory? What are you seeing in your day-to-day there?
what we're seeing is not only really strong enthusiasm, but everywhere we drive in this bus, you hear the car horns, people honking, the thumbs up. It's really still such an exciting time to be out there for the president because people are so enthusiastic for him. And we meet with volunteers, we meet with supporters all across these states, and they're saying he did what he said he would do. And what he has been able to do for this country has been huge. And so people are so excited. They're out doing the work to make sure we get out the vote. And we just passed 150 million voter contacts. I was in one town in Wisconsin the other day, and they were saying week over week, they're up 20% from volunteers from 2016. And that's huge. That's the enthusiasm for people that they have for President Trump. They want to be out there winning.
Yeah. Trump. Well, one of the criticisms that I've heard of the Biden campaign is that new voter registration has been abysmal for the Democrats in this cycle. And in the meantime, Republicans have set a whole new level of record centered around, of course, the president's reelection. But I've got to think that helps people like John James there in Michigan, where you're at, who's running for that Senate seat that would be an additional vote for President Trump's agenda in the U.S. Senate should he be reelected and should they hold on to the Senate.
Absolutely. Yeah. With the groundswell of enthusiasm that exists, not only in terms of, you know, door knocks and phone calls, but voter registration and our ability to get voters out, it's going to make a difference for Republicans up and down the ticket. And that's why we made such big investments early in the ground game, because all told, the data speaks for itself when it comes to the ground game. Honestly, it helps Republicans all over. If you get a knock on your door, you're 17% more likely to go turn out and vote. And we know that. And we know all told, our ground game, everything put together, can move the needle 2 to 3 percentage points across the board nationally. That's going to make a really big difference in a campaign like this for Republicans across the country.
What did you think, Aaron, as you were watching last night? There was a distinctively different strategy that the president put in play. I thought it was spot on. I thought that the first debate, there were a few times where in his eagerness to try to correct the former vice president, he kind of rescued Joe. Joe was about to go say something not so smart, and because the president was kind of quick on the trigger, it didn't really come out. But last night, beautifully, masterfully, time and time again, maybe 34 times, he just let Joe talk. And when Joe just had nothing to fight against and just rambled, it turned into real gold for the president.
It did. And, you know, the president really let Joe Biden, like you said, have the room to talk about, you know, the disastrous policies he's trying to pursue. I mean, the president got Joe Biden to do something the media hasn't been able to do, which is actually admit that he wants to decimate the energy industry in the United States. And so in a state like Pennsylvania, that's going to be a disastrous policy for Joe Biden to try and have to defend going into this home stretch. But, you know, there's something like 50 million Americans who have cast a ballot already. But if that speaks anything, there's probably, you know, another 100 million who haven't voted yet. That includes people in like states like Pennsylvania here in the Midwest, where energy jobs are important. And Joe Biden has said he wants to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, I always remind people the energy sector also drives other large sectors. So the oil industry has a repercussive impact on the car industry. And so even if Michigan's not a big energy production state, the fact that they make a lot of cars, that impacts how they think about it, too. So it's kind of one little pebble, but the ripples go quite far when you consider the impact.
Absolutely. I mean, there are about 19 million jobs, both directly and indirectly supported by the oil and gas industry in the United States. So that's a whole swath of the country that Joe Biden is saying their jobs don't matter to him. And it's true. And you think about it. I mean, a state like Wisconsin, right? The Green New Deal would cost households on average $40,000 a year to implement. And you take that when 80% of households in Wisconsin use natural gas and energy to cool and heat their homes, that would be a devastating policy, not only for the jobs, but for the paychecks and the bottom lines and the pocketbooks of everyday Americans. It's like the president was saying last night, let's talk about those table issues. Let's talk about those family issues, because it all ties together. And Joe Biden just doesn't see it that way.
Well, and that was just part of the problem last night, Aaron. The story, of course, on the Fox News Channel, they led with a massive investigation from Mike Emanuel about the Hunter Biden laptop. And it wasn't so much that they discussed it in the course of the debate, but that the president was able to repeatedly push Biden back onto his heels and have to say either this wasn't true or I didn't know, or he furthered some of the disingenuous or dishonest statements he's made previous. And Aaron, I've got John Solomon coming up. I'm going to ask him about this, but I think the FBI is now looking into this formally as criminal activity, and that can't be good 11 days out from the actual day.
I mean, it can't. It's not good for Joe Biden. Listen, whether we're talking about the economy and jobs and the Green New Deal, or we're talking about the fact that there are serious questions about whether or not Joe Biden is stone cold corrupt, that's a big deal to the American people. And it's exactly why President Trump won in 2016. People got so sick and tired of watching D.C. elitists get rich off the taxpayers. And I say this everywhere I go across the country. President Trump has given back every single paycheck he has received as president of the United States. He's doing this as a volunteer position. He's not trying to get rich off the American people. He's trying to serve the American people. That's such a distinct contrast to Joe and Hunter Biden.
No, you're absolutely right, Aaron. We appreciate you being with us tonight. I know it's late for you, and I know that you guys are busy right up till the very last vote is counted on election night. You're going to be fighting and trying to get the word out for what this nation needs. I just hope and pray that people will take it seriously. Friends, we are 10 days away from the most important election of our lifetime, and I just can't think of anything that could keep me from the polls. I hope that you feel that way as well. All right, coming right back with some final thoughts for the week. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes of Radio Night Live. What a big show tonight. Thank you to Kristen B. Tate. Thank you to Mayor Giuliani. Thank you to Aaron Perini. And for those of you that have been watching and listening on radio stations, on TV, on the stream, we've set another record night tonight with a number of people streaming it. And it was an interesting week. The president, I thought he did good. I thought the debate went really well for the president. And I thought that it was a very good week for the country to just have an honest assessment of what we're dealing with when it comes to the two candidates and how they're running and what kind of person they're going to be. Which makes me kind of curious as to why this guy is so angry.
What he's doing that no president has ever done.
You're selling access to the president.
A damn liar, man.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
What, don't
Who
you
said
think
that?
Well, then the emails came out and turned out everything she said was actually true. So I don't know if that explains. Look, I certainly don't think it explains why he's so angry, but it does explain at least a little bit as to his sensitivity to the entire issue. And friends, look, I'm trying to have a little bit of fun as we end the show, but this is a really serious point. There are groups that are coming out calling themselves evangelicals who are pro-life for Biden. There are people saying that there's no difference between the flaws of the two men. Therefore, you're allowed to vote for whoever or none of them if you want to. Friends, I don't think that either of those statements are true. I think that there are flaws in both men. Yes, I agree that both men are flawed. But I think that one man's policies are far more flawed than the other man. And so if I'm dealing with two men who have, for the sake of a better term, corrupted character on some level, which we all do, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, anybody that's listening is not perfect, we're not, none of us are perfect. But if we are dealing with flaws in humanity, and one person of the two says, hey, let's aim for something that is excellent and good and higher and more ordered, more moral, more, dare I say, godly, then I think that that counts for something. And you cannot say in this circumstance that these two tickets approach things like the importance of family, the importance of justice, the importance of life equally. Biden and Kamala don't value Black lives. They don't value unborn lives, and they don't value the right of individuals to live their lives subject to God and his precepts. Donald Trump may have flaws. He may not be everyone's cup of tea in his personality, but in his policies, he has been good for the unborn. He's been fantastic for Latino and Black people. He has said, we will be a nation of justice and equal opportunity for all. And I think that's what we're looking for, is it not? In a day of ultimate questions? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time. Thanks for being here.